This is Ted Kennedy. President-elect Bill Clinton has a far-reaching idea for higher education. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the best core ideas in President-elect Bill Clinton's agenda for change is to make college education accessible to all Americans. He'd guarantee any qualified student the chance to go to college by offering government loans to pay tuition and other costs. After graduation, students would pay back the loans by devoting 2 years to public service in their communities or by making regular payments from their future salaries. The payment could be adjusted to their earnings to avoid undue financial pressure that distorts career decisions and forces students into highest-paying jobs. Paying off education loans through public service is already working well in health care. The National Health Service Corps pays for medical school. The idea can work for many other students, Al. Let's give it a chance.
Chance? It's more like a game of chance. Ted, you cleverly failed to point out that the National Health Service Corps has over 1,000 students who still owe back payments on their medical school debt. All combined, this one program is owed $161 million by some deadbeat doctors who make boatloads of bucks, enough to wipe out the whole slate. If you can't get them to pay back a loan or do community service, how do you possibly believe that students with bachelor's degrees will do it? And Ted, let's not forget the default rate on undergrad student loans. It now totals over $2 billion a year. Now, there is a lot of the money that could go for the tuition of really deserving students. Until you figure out some better way to screen students so that loans get paid back and promises mean something, don't start inventing new ways to pour tax money down the old rat hole. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on powerful Democrats in Congress swiftly rejecting Bill Clinton's plan for the line item veto. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.